Part 2, Shaping Sound. In this part of the tour, I'll describe 7 projects about how we experience sound. To leave the glass display, I continue past the right edge of the table for about 8 feet. To my left is a table presenting a series of displays about sound and touch. The first piece is Vibeat 0406. This music player translates sound into a vibration you can feel on your skin. Go to the right end of the table to find Vibeat. Attached to the tabletop are a small push button and 2 round black pods about the diameter of a soda can. A headset hangs on the front of the table to the left of the pods. I put on the headset and then press the button to play some music. Now, I gently rest my hands on the pods and I can feel the music as a vibration. I'm hearing the music in the headset and feeling that same sound vibrate through my palms. I move around to the other side of the table where 3 more sound projects are presented. The first, called Sound Spheres 0402, is located at the left edge of the table. 2 blue spheres are mounted to the table. They're the size of small melons. I gently touch a sphere. It is covered with horizontal ridges, and each ridge has peaks and valleys. The peaks are sharp, so be careful. The sphere is a 3-dimensional translation of music. The horizontal ridges represent time, and the peaks and valleys depict the loudness of the sound. Attached to the table in front of each sphere is a handset that lets you hear the music. The next display on this table, moving to my right, is Laba Speakers 0403. There are 4 buttons near the front of the table. When I hold down a button, music plays. The music is coming from 4 small white speakers sitting on a low shelf in the center of the table. The speakers are fragile, so I can't touch them. Each speaker is made with a different material, such as smooth plastic or soft wool, so the music sounds different when it plays from each speaker. Press each of the 4 buttons and listen for the change in sound. To my right is the last exhibit on this table. This piece is Ultra Haptics 0404, demonstrating a new technology that uses ultrasonic sound waves to create tactile images on your skin. Attached to the table is a box about 6 inches tall that is open on the front. When I place my hands inside the box, towards the top, not too low, I can feel air vibrating on my palms. The vibrations are created by a grid of ultrasonic sound waves. This sound can't be heard by human ears. The ultrasonic pattern is designed to feel like bubbles popping against my skin. Shown on a video screen behind the box is a live animation of bubbles rising against my hands. The image reinforces the tactile effect. I turn around and walk away from the table about 3 or 4 paces. I hear some music playing. The music becomes more intense when I stand in a certain position on a small round carpet. A spotlight is shining on the carpet. When I occupy the spotlight, the music is especially clear. It is coming from a speaker located directly across from me, about 10 feet away. This installation is called Sound Scene 0401. The speaker resembles an old-fashioned Victrola music player with a big round white dish mounted on a sleek wooden box with metal legs. The speaker sends sound to a specific location in space. When I leave the spotlit area, the sound gets quiet. Now I turn to my left, leaving the side gallery and entering the central gallery. After a few paces, I turn left again, where I find a small pedestal surrounded by a curving partition wall. The pedestal has 2 buttons on top near the front edge and a headset hanging from the right side. This piece, called Alarm Fatigue 0202, presents two different sound compositions based on the sound of hospitals. I put on the headset. I press the first button and hear the chaotic, unpleasant sound of a typical hospital emergency room. Terrible! Now I press the second button and hear the soothing, peaceful sound of hospitals in the future. Much better! Gentle tones occupy the background. A patient's vital functions have been translated into lovely musical elements that never sound urgent or scary. A voiceover explains how the system works. I turn around. The alarm fatigue exhibit is behind me. I cross over to the other side of the central gallery, about 10 feet. I'm inside another small, curved, semi-enclosed space, listening to a piece called Portal Soundscapes 0201. The sounds, which are coming from above, were recorded in 7 different cities around the world. Each recording transports me to a different place with a unique sonic environment. A voiceover tells me where I am.